Well, I'm glad that you have tuned back in again today to hear the rest of the story. I've been talking about surrender and why some people decide not to surrender to God's direction. There have been many others who have complied to God's requests right away. But then there are those few who decide that they don't want to go where God has assigned them. Jonah was one of those men. When God assigned him to go to Nineveh to preach, Jonah didn't like that assignment. He wanted to go somewhere else. So he struck out on his journey. You know, over the years, I've seen many preachers be assigned to different churches throughout the world. And I have seen many church members be assigned to different positions in their church. And if it was a position they wanted, oh, they just spoke right up with a big old, yes, I'll do that. And if it's not something they want to do, they'll tell you, brother, I need to pray about this. I want to make sure it's God's will. But if they had wanted that position, they would have jumped at the chance to get this position. The same has happened with preachers. If the overseer assigns them to a church that they don't want to go to, maybe it's somewhere out in the boonies. It could be because of the small number of parishioners. But if it's a place they want to go, a big, influential church with a large budget and a huge salary with all of the benefits, health insurance, retirement plans, a company car to drive with all of their gasoline provided, most I know will just jump at the chance. But if it's one of those backwood churches with 30 members and with an income just enough to pay the utilities, a lot of them will not just flat out refuse, but they'll tell the overseer, brother, I need to pray about this. And they know that even after they pray about it, they're not going, but they don't want to be too obvious in their decision. Well, I want to finish telling you the rest of the story about Moses at the burning bush when God called him. This is the story that I said, if you've heard it before, pretend that you had not heard it before so I could see that surprised look on your face. Well, you remember how it starts off. God appeared to him in a flame of fire in a burning bush that was not consumed. And as I said before, this should have been enough proof that he would have accepted the job right away. I want to reveal to you the dialogue between Moses and God. God told Moses, I have surely seen the afflictions of my people. I have heard their cry. I know their sorrows. I have seen their oppression. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good land and a large land, unto a land that flows with milk and honey. He says, come on now, therefore, I will send you unto Pharaoh that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses replied, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And then God answered him, certainly I will be with you. I like that word, Certainly, I will be with you. God was telling Moses, I'm not going to send you there by yourself. Certainly, I will be with you. When you have brought them out of the Egypt, you shall serve the Lord your God upon this mountain right here. Moses, you're going to go down and get them and bring them back right here. And Moses said, when I come to the children of Israel and say unto them that the God of your father sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What should I say? God told Moses, tell them, I am has sent you. Moreover, Moses, tell them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. And he told Moses, this is my name forever, unto all generations. And then Moses answers back, but supposing they won't believe me, nor listen to my voice, and will say, the Lord has not appeared unto you. And God says, Moses, what's that in your hand? Moses answers, it's a rod. You know the rest of the story. When Moses threw the rod down, God performed a miracle. He turned it into a snake. I'd like for you to notice here that God did not review Moses' qualifications for the job. He only wanted his obedience. God was not concerned about Moses' ability. God wanted his availability. God would do the rest. He would, in fact, bring Pharaoh to his knees using that very rod, a mere stick of wood, to demonstrate Moses' authority. Surely, this would give Moses confidence to obey, you would think. But no, Moses said to God, I'm slow of speech. You need to send somebody else. God told Moses, who gave man his mouth? Who makes men deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak. I will teach you what to say. But Moses said, O Lord, please send someone else to do it. And then the Bible tells me that the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. Well, I'm going to stop the lesson right here. And you know, I'm surprised that God allowed this dialogue to continue. God knew that Moses was sincere. He knew that Moses had a pure and a humble heart. In fact, God said that he was the meekest man on the earth. God knew he had a case of timidity, so he told him, your brother's coming to see you. I know he can talk well. I'll put the words in your mouth, and you put the words in his mouth. Moses, your brother Aaron will be the spokesman. You know, God's always got someone that can help us. God does not always call those that are equipped. He equipped those that he calls. You may think that you are not good enough or talented enough to serve God. Well, that's just an excuse. God has given all of us something that we can use, even if it's only a stick. The question is whether we will offer whatever stick we have to his service.